The Gemara Masechet Ksubos, Daf Hey Yom Aleph, in continuing to explain why one may not get married on Erev Shabbos or Matzoy Shabbos, El Amar Rav Zeira, the reason one should not get married on Matzoy Shabbos is Gzeira Shemi Yishchet Benoy. Chazal were concerned that somebody will shecht on Shabbos a bird for the wedding which is going to take place on Matzah Shabbos, and because he's so preoccupied in getting married, he will forget that it's Shabbos and shecht this benoif. However, the Rishonim make a very important point. Tosfos makes this point, as does the Ritva, that it's interesting that the Gemara specifies a benoif. The reason the Gemara specifies a ben oif is because it's very easy and quick to shecht a bird, and in that one quick moment, he'll forget that it's Shabbos, being so preoccupied, and therefore make a chasana, and then shecht the bird. However, when it comes to shecht an animal, which of course is a much more complicated procedure, we're not concerned that he's going to forget and realize that it's Shabbos. Amalei Baya asks Abaya, El Mata Yom Kippurim Shechal Lius B'Sheini B'Shabbos. If Yom Kippur comes out on Monday, Yidacha, Bezdin should manipulate, asks the Gemara, the calendar that Yom Kippur shouldn't fall out on Monday, because for the same concern, Gzeira Shema Yishchot Benoif, maybe he'll shecht a bird so he could have it available on Sunday. We know there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Gives the Gemara two answers. Hasam d'lanafshei, when it comes to shecht for a meal for Erev Yom Kippur, he's only making the meal for himself and lo tarid, and therefore it's not such a large meal, and we need not be concerned that he's going to forget and shecht on behalf of the bird, on behalf of the meal, and be mechal yontov. Hocha de la cherim, when you're making a wedding and it's for a large group of people, therefore there's a concern that tarid, he'll forget himself, he has a large wedding meal to prepare, and he'll shech this bird. Inami, hasam is le'rvacha. There is no mitzvah to eat until Sunday. So he has time on Matzoy Shabbos to prepare the suuda. Hacha, however, here, Leslie Ravacha, the wedding suuda is taking place on Matzoy Shabbos, and since the wedding suuda is taking place on Matzoy Shabbos, we're concerned that he'll forget and shecht on Erev Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Hash the Dostus Lahachi, now that we've given this explanation, this is not only the reason why a wedding should not take place on Matzoy Shabbos, Erev Shabbos Nam Igzeris Shema Yishchet Benoif. A wedding shouldn't take place on Erev Shabbos because we're concerned that he may shech the bird. The wedding suit is taking place Friday night, and he'll realize that he doesn't have enough food prepared, and because he doesn't have enough food prepared, he'll shech on Friday night, on Shabbos, more food for the Suuda. It's interesting, as far as this Gezeira that Chazal said, Shema Yishchot Ben Oif, is it a Gezeira that's accepted Lahalacha or not? If we look in the Rambam, Hilchas Ishes Perek Yud Halacha Yudalid, says the Rambam, we should not make a wedding not on Erev Shabbos nor on Sunday. Chazal were concerned that we may end up being Mechal Shabbos, but Tikkun Hasuda Shachosin Tarid Besuda. So the Rambam is very clear in being concerned indeed for this issue that our Gemara just raised, that because of the smear we may come to be Mechal Shabbos, and therefore don't make a wedding on Friday or on Matzoy Shabbos. And of course, the Magen Mishnah on the spot says that the source for the Rambam is the Gemara that we just learned. And in fact, the Magen Mishnah says that in where they lived, as we've discussed in previous shurim, there was a very common minig to indeed make weddings on Friday. And he doesn't know from where people allow themselves to make a wedding on Friday. And he says, and the Ramban indeed says, Ma shenagu lichnois b'shishi, weddings that are made on Erev Shabbos, minig b'yrusu el shloimicha b'yodim. He says it's a terrible minig, but Chazal chose not to say anything about it. However, if we look in Tosfos on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, at the bottom of the Amud, Tosfos on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, on the bottom of the Amud, Hilchasa, Mutar Livel B'Tchitchil B'Shabbos, and Tosfos says, V'loi Cheshinen Shema Yishchot Ben Oif. Tosfos says, we're not concerned that we're going to Shecht a bird, and that's why we're allowed to make a suda on Shabbos. Now it's very interesting. Tosfos, if we look at Tosfos very carefully, Tosfos is only speaking about making a wedding on Friday. Tosfos, and the suda will be on Shabbos. Tosfos doesn't explicitly mention what is the halacha regarding making a wedding on Matzoy Shabbos? If we look in the Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezra, Simon Samach Dalet Sif Gimel says, Yesh ay mishay noisim noshim loy be'erv Shabbos v'loy be'echad b'Shabbos. We should make a wedding neither on Friday nor on Sunday. Zer Hashem yovel deichil Shabbos b'tikun suda. Chazal were concerned that we may come to Chil Shabbos. V'yesh matirim, continues the Shulchan Aruch, v'yesh matirim, v'kein poshar ha-minig lisa noshim be'erev Shabbos. The minig is to get married on Friday. However, v'hu shi'itrach besudas nesu'in, shalai shayom kaidin nesu'in. The halacha that we learned at the beginning of the Masechta. So, it's interesting. The Shulchan Aruch, if we take a careful reading of the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch first quotes the opinion that we shouldn't make a wedding Friday or even Sunday, which is interesting because why Sunday? Sunday, we could prepare for the wedding on Matzoy Shabbos. It's obvious that the Shulchan Aruch is concerned for the both terutzim that the Gemara gave. When the Gemara differentiated between Yom Kippur and a wedding, the Gemara says, well, by Yom Kippur, you're only preparing a meal for yourself, whereas by a wedding, you're preparing a meal for a larger group. That was one point the Gemara made. And the other point the Gemara made was Yom Kippur, you only have to eat on by day. Here, the wedding is going to be Matzoy Shabbos. So according to the second Teretz, a wedding that takes place on Sunday, we need not be concerned for Chil Shabbos, because we're going to have time, Matzoy Shabbos, to prepare for the wedding. Whereas, according to the other Teretz of the Gemara, that differentiates between a large group and a small group, then we need to be, then even a wedding on Sunday is a problem, because we're going to start preparing on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, is concerned for the first teretz of the Gemara, and therefore, even when it's a wedding on Sunday, we need to be concerned. Now, before we go further, we need to understand Tosfos. Why indeed the Tosfos, as we just read, the Tosfos on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, not be concerned for the reason that the Gemara just mentioned? So, it really is connected to the last line that we just read of the Gemara. The last line of the Gemara was, Hashta the Osas Lahachi, Erev Shabbos Nami. The Gemara said, Erev Shabbos, not only Matzah Shabbos, the reason you shouldn't make a wedding, because of Shem Yishchit Ben Oif, but even Erev Shabbos as well, Gzeir Shem Yishchit Ben Oif. So the question that all the Rishonim ask is that the Gemara started that the reason you're not allowed to get married on Friday is because if you marry a Basula on Friday, there's going to be concern that you're making a Chabura. Why did the Gemara move away from that Teretz? So the simple reason is because the Gemara on Daf Zayin says that we're not concerned for Chabura. Another reason that the Gemara is not concerned, the Gemara wants to give a reason that applies to all women, not only to Basulas. However, the Pnei Yeshua has a different explanation. The Pnei Yeshua says that, as we just quoted, the Gemara of Zion paskins that there's no problem of making a Chabura. And Tosfos also says that we're not worried about Ben Oif. So, if the Gemara would have said that the reason you're not allowed to get married on Friday night is because of Chabura, and on Motzei Shabbos because of Ben Oif, then this Gemara is incorrect for two reasons. Chabura is not a concern, and Ben Oif is not a concern. Therefore, the Gemara said that the only explanation in the Braisa why weddings may not take place on Friday and Motzei Shabbos is because of Ben Oif, and that's why the Braisa is only incorrect in one point and not another point. However, it's quite clear that Tosfos is saying that we're not concerned for Ben Oif. But again, after a careful reading of Tosfos, Tosfos says that we're not concerned for the issue of Ben Oif, the Tosfos on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, and that's why he says, Taisu doesn't say about making a wedding on Matzoi Shabbos. So there's an interesting Shita Mekubetzes. The Shita Mekubetzes quotes the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina that differentiates between a wedding on Friday night and a wedding on Matzoi Shabbos. He says, when one is making a wedding and he knows that the wedding meal is going to be on Friday night, he knows that I can't do anything for this wedding during the meal, because the meal is taking place on Shabbos. And therefore, such an individual makes sure to prepare everything from before Shabbos. On the other hand, somebody who makes a wedding on Motzoi Shabbos, somebody who makes a wedding on Matzoi Shabbos, such a person is thinking, I'm not under such pressure. I have time to make the wedding. I have time still for my preparations. And then it comes Shabbos afternoon, and he's thinking about the wedding that's going to take place tonight. Therefore, he will start preparing and perhaps be Mechalel Shabbos. So we see from here that even according to Tosfos, that we do make weddings on Friday night, we should not make, it could be that Tosfos will agree that we should not make a wedding on Matzoi Shabbos. And in fact, I saw that there's an opinion, the Masham paskins, that what happens if the date that one should make opinion of Ben falls on Shabbos. So we know we can't make opinion of Ben on Shabbos. For as we discussed in a previous shiur, Nekech u Memkar is Osur on Shabbos. So when should the Pidyon HaBen take place? Should the Pidyon HaBen take place on Friday night? Or should the Pidyon HaBen take on Matzoy Shabbos? Or should the Pidyon HaBen take place on Sunday? Says the Marsham that the Pidyon HaBen should not take place on Matzoy Shabbos. Because we're learning in our Gemara that you're not supposed to make weddings on Matzoy Shabbos, and making a wedding because Shem Yishra Ben Oif. And the same thing, if you're making a Pinyon HaBen on Matzoy Shabbos, we're concerned that you may come to prepare the meal on Shabbos. However, says the Marsham, if we just learned in the Shulchan Aruch that our minig is that we do make weddings on Matzoy Shabbos, so if we make a wedding on Matzoy Shabbos, we could also make a Pidyon HaBen on Matzoy Shabbos. There are other reasons why not to make a Pidyon HaBen at night, because the Pasuk says, B'yoyim ha-koisi kol b'chor. So we see that Pidyon HaBen is connected to the day, not to the night. But according to the explanation that we just gave, that says that even if we're more lenient, we're making a wedding Friday night, we cannot be lenient. We're making a wedding on Friday, on Matzoy Shabbos. Maybe a Pidyon HaBen should not be indeed made on Matzoy Shabbos. However, this leads to a different question, and that is, what about Mlav Malka? Should somebody make a big Mlav Malka? Or why are we not concerned that if we prepare a big Mlav Malka, we have the concern of Shema Yishra Ben Oif? And this is particularly an issue because if we look in the Magen Avraham, in Simen Shin and Aruch Chaim, where the halachos of Mlav Malka are taught, says the Magen Avraham that it's preferable that one should have a Mlav Malka with meat on Matzoy Shabbos. But why are we not concerned that we're going to prepare Shema Yishra Ben Oif? So it's interesting. The basis for this Magen Avraham that says that we should have a Mlav Malka with meat is a Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yutes Amud Aleph, that says Rebbe Avua would shecht a calf for Mlav Malka. So if we go back to the beginning of our shir, and we learned at the beginning of our shir that Chazal were concerned with Shema Yishchot Ben Oif. Chazal were concerned only with shechting a bird that takes very quick, and before he realizes, he will not recognize that he was Mechal Shabbos. Maybe the Gemara is very specific. The Gemara says that he shechted an eagle. An animal, Tosfos says, we're not concerned that the person is going to come shecht an animal for Mlav Malka on Shabbos, because he'll realize, I'm not allowed to do this on Shabbos, and it's Chil Shabbos. So now, it's very understandable. Yes, says the Magen Avraham, we should have meat by Mlav Malka. But it should be meat, because meat, we're not concerned Shema Yishra Ben Oif, as Tosfos taught us. If we're going to, however, serve chicken, which we have the concern of Shema Yishra Ben Oif, that would indeed be, there would be indeed room for concern. And in fact, I found that the Sefer Eishel says, based on Tosfos, that we should maybe not have a Mlav Malka with poultry. We should have specifically Mlav Malka with meat, because by poultry we're concerned for Shema Yishra Ben Oif. Particularly, as we are now discussing in our shir, We've been learning now in our shir that even Taisus, who's not concerned for Shem Yishka Ben Oif, is differentiating, like the Shita Mekubetz has taught us, between Friday night and Matzoi Shabbos. And therefore, Matzoi Shabbos, even Taisus, would be concerned for Shem Yishka Ben Oif. And Matzoi Shabbos, as we've learned, is even worse than Sunday. So, if possible, one should, if he's going to eat, to fulfill what the Magen Avraham teaches us, going to eat a Mava Malka with meat, it should be meat and not poultry, because by poultry, there's an issue of Shema Yishchot. There's an issue of Shema Yishchot Ben Oif.